Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic Member-Driven Union of Flight Attendants for Flight Attendants. Today is Tuesday, June 18th, 2013, and this is Mo Kerrigan, MEC Grievance Vice Chairperson, reporting. This week, Business Week published an article titled Unsatisfying Skies, Passengers Still Dislike Airlines, and Forbes published What the Airlines Could Learn from the Seinfeld Reruns. Both articles continue the recent trend of the media of finding fault with the airline industry strategy of offering less for more. United is included, indeed a front runner in pursuing the track of cut, 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 amenities, staffing, service, and a raise fees, prices, and inconvenience. Unfortunately, United Airlines is not well known for being a leader in innovation towards new ways of thinking, which turn bad situations into positive ones. Take their approach to our current negotiations as a prime example. However, our industry is ripe for something different, something new and fresh, which creates a more positive experience for both the passengers and the employees. United continues to have an opportunity to do something different and to do it better than the rest. An approach that rewards instead of punishes, is enlightened instead of stuck in the old pattern, and takes a risk of investments into the valuable people who bridge their product to their customer. Airlines in the U.S. received an average score of 69 on the 100-point ranking system used at the American Customer Satisfaction Index, a second straight year of improvement that still leaves the industry near the bottom of the barrel. Makers of soft drinks and cars, by contrast, received industry-wide scores of 84 this year. Individually, JetBlue was the highest-ranked airline for customer service with a score of 83, followed by Southwest. Delta gained 5% to notch a 68. United, the world's largest airline, was dead last at 62, 15 points below the U.S. Postal Service, which received a 77 this year. It could be said that when you're at the bottom, there is nowhere to go but up. However, United has proven that, indeed, you can continue to go lower and lower if you choose to do so. There is still an opportunity to turn our airline into something more, something better through their merger. It's not too late. But it will require a fundamental pioneering change in the way United chooses to do business and treat their employees. Our contract provides flexibility for flight attendants while also establishing the structure for management to effectively manage their operation. The first step is being sure our contract is administered fairly, is to understand the provisions within the agreement and how they apply. In addition to your local council office, we have created an extensive network of resources through our reference handbooks and contract education section on our website to help you understand how the language of the various parts of our contract are applied. Contract violations are something we all take seriously. If you believe you have experienced a contract violation, your first step should be to attempt to resolve the issue with the company, department, responsible in that area, crew scheduling, payroll, etc. You should initially attempt to resolve disputes with the company representative responsible for that issue. It is important to understand that issues must be directed to the appropriate parties for resolution. For example, the payroll department translates information from our flight time records, DSAP, into the dollars and cents we receive in our paychecks. If the items haven't been posted to the DSAP, payroll can't pay us for that item. Conversely, flight time records, the group responsible for updating our DSAPs with understaffing, holding, etc., cannot answer questions typically related to payroll, such as withholding exemptions or taxes. If after speaking to the appropriate parties, the issue remains unresolved, you may initiate the dispute resolution process by filing a worksheet with your local council no later than 60 calendar days after the flight attendant would reasonably have knowledge of the dispute. Your local council reviews and evaluates each worksheet submitted. Be as detailed as possible and include any relevant documents that pertain to this issue. Once your issue has been received and reviewed by your local council, there are two possible outcomes. If the issue is found not to be a violation of the contract, you will be notified and provided an explanation. If the issue is found to present a valid dispute of our contract, your local council will file a notice of dispute or a NOD with the designated company personnel within 30 days of receipt of the worksheet. A series of steps will follow in an effort to resolve your issue. The goal of the dispute resolution process is to obtain interest-based outcomes as quickly as possible, preferably at the local level. A story regarding a man on board a United aircraft who created disruption mid-flight yesterday has dominated the media this week. As we know, the media enjoys sensationalizing stories. The disruption occurred on Flight 116 from Hong Kong to Newark, and the flight landed safely as scheduled. Passengers assisted in restraining the man, while flight attendants reportedly used onboard security restraints to subdue the passenger. This and other incidents in the recent news are good reminders for all of us to review our safety procedures and maintain situational awareness. It is all comforting to know that this man was not allowed to bring any small knives, hockey sticks, or other inappropriate weapons on the aircraft. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.